and you get yourselves nice and comfortable. Tonight's opening prayer is an amalgamation and reworking of two prayers that are used in traditional Remembrance Day services. Today is Remembrance Day here in the UK. It's a day that we set aside to remember those people who have died in war and those who have been wounded in war. And poppy wreaths are laid upon cenotaphs in church services throughout the country. And we have a minute silence at 11 o'clock in the morning. Now, personally, I have always been guided on Remembrance Sunday, not just to remember those who died in service to the UK in war, but rather all those who have died as a result of war throughout the world and those who are still suffering from it now. Some time ago, I don't know what the current number is, but some time ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, the official record was that there were 12 wars raging throughout the world. I'm sure that's probably gone up by now. So, of course, we tend to think of war as a kind of world war, but of course, there are lots of smaller wars that are occurring, and there are lots of people who are suffering as a result of those. So I use this day to think about those caught in the crossfires of conflict, the victims of wars, and those who fought and fight still on both sides of the conflict, often forced to do so, even though it opposed and opposes still their will and conscience. So I've tried to weave a little of that into tonight's opening prayer. So close your eyes, take a few deep breaths. I'm just going to pop a little music on to go underneath the prayer. And we'll get started. Take a few breaths then. Close your eyes and focus on the sound of my words. O gods of truth and justice, we hold before you those whose memories we cherish and those whose names we will never know. Help us to lift our eyes above the torment of this broken world and grant us the grace to pray for those who wish us harm in the present and those who have done us harm in the past. History can inspire or trap. Walls can protect or divide. Words can encourage or inflame. Power can free or destroy. Touch can comfort or violate, and peace can be shared or withheld. Gracious gods, on this day, when we remember past and present conflicts, we pray for the divided people of the world, that leaders, governments, and each one of us may use our resources, our opportunities, and our lives in the service of reconciliation for the sake of future generations of men and women, and to the glory of your name, purpose, and plan. In accordance then with your will ever, and in the names of love and light and peace, let this then be so. So mote it be. Amen. Take a few breaths then. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. So this evening's meditation is dedicated to sending healing light to all those who have gone before us, to all those who remain, and to all those who toil still in war. If you have relatives who have died in war, absolutely, you can think of those in spirit. If you know those who have remained, who have suffered wounds, mental, emotional, physical, in war, if you know those who remain grieving for those that they have lost, then of course you can think of those as well. But you can also spare a thought to those people suffering from war throughout the world, and those people who maybe have the power to stop these things from progressing or moving forwards. At the moment, of course, I'm sure everybody's heard on the news, people are starting to hold their breath a little bit about the situation with Russia and Poland and so on. So that would be a perfect place to spare some positive thoughts towards. But anything and anywhere where there is any war progressing at this moment in time, those are the places to hold in mind for this meditation. So if you want to close your eyes and get nice and comfortable, we're going to have some slightly different music this time. Let's find that. Take a few breaths. Close your eyes and relax. There will be a little channeling in the middle of this meditation. This is, of course, being recorded, and you will be able to download it a little later on if you would like to. Bring your awareness to the heart chakra, the lower heart chakra, emerald green in color. And as you breathe in and out, feed energy from the space around you to it, and watch and feel it as it begins to open and dilate. From here, bring your attention up to the higher heart center, the brilliant rose pink higher heart that represents unconditional love, and that holds at its center and core a portal that leads to the divine part of our soul. Once again, breathe in light and energy from the space around you into the higher heart and watch it expand and grow, reaching out into the ether with its shine. The nucleus of light that sits at the core and center of the higher heart is the doorway to your higher self, your soul, your I am presence, the eternal part of yourself which is limitless, which has always been, which will always be, that part of you that began life as a cell within the body of the divine. The I am presence is beyond limitation and condition. It is transcendent of judgment. It holds miraculous power. And so from this point of our being, which is truly limitless, we pour forth light into the world. See then this brilliant light stream forth from the core of your higher heart center out into the world around you. See this brilliant light as white as milk, as white as the stars, as white as snow, pour forth unhindered. An infinite and eternal cascade that flows into the present, into the future, and into the past. Light, eternal and infinite, light unending, sent to those still lost, the earthbound, to guide them home to spirit. Sent to the current victims of war, the soldiers who fight irrespective of their will, and those they leave behind. Sent to those who suffer collateral damage caught between the war of two countries. Light sent to the land, our war-torn world, another victim of man's folly. Light sent to the animal kingdom, to the vegetable kingdom, to the spirit of the earth. Light eternal and light infinite. Light healing and educational. Light transformative. Limitless in power and place. Send it to the minds and hearts of our leaders and representatives, to the war generals, to the scientists, to the doctors and healers, the brave medics and nurses. Send out the light. See it, feel it, an unending flow. From the core of your heart, out into the world around you. The light is abundant, omnidirectional in nature. It has no point of focus. It has no source. It is within and without, everlasting, ever-giving, encouraging, nurturing, always leading on. In truth, the light can be found in only one place. In no church or steeple, on no sacrificial altar, in no circle of stones, in no tree or sacred grotto, but rather in the hearts of every man and woman. It is the power of wisdom. It is the power of knowledge. It is the presence of hope. As light workers, conscious of the power and the presence of the divine, it is our duty to shine the light for those who cannot. Those who the circumstances of their world have lost their way and their belief in the presence of the divine. During their hours of need, in their times of darkness, we can offer them hope and light and healing, transformation and love. Those nameless many, we can lift them up and give them the power to survive. And for those who have passed into spirit, our light can strengthen them with love, can assure them that their sacrifice was not in vain, can help those lost still on the battlefields that are remembered by the earth find their way into the arms of those they love in spirit. Our light can guide the way. Our light can heal the earth, can assure it of our love for it. Our love can heal the trees, and clear the waters of the poisons of war. Our love can lift the souls of animals lost in violence to the light. Our light can perform these miracles and more. For in the hearts of all those who lead countries into war, the divine spark too. For some it may be lost in greed or fear. For some it has been sacrificed to power. But it is present still. And our light can illuminate it anew, bringing realization to the darkest mind and spirit, and steering them to a better place of peaceful resolution and hope. Nothing is beyond the combined light of our souls. We have only to believe in order to allow it to be. Together then as one, send forth a wave of light so mighty that no force will stand in its way, no darkness, no shadow. Together, let us heal the world. And let us remember them in love, in light, in peace. Let it be so. Now slowly, gently, begin to let the light ebb and fade. Bring your awareness back to the higher heart center, to the pale rose pink of its petals and radiance as it begins to shrink and return to its normal, balanced setting. Bring your focus down from the higher heart into the emerald green of the lower heart center and see that too return to its normal size. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe down through your legs and feet. Rich ruby red roots of power deep and wide into the earth to ground. breathe energy into the sacral and solar plexus centers, returning yourself to your body, to the room, to the here and now. Protect yourself in your usual way. Feel the chair beneath you, hear the sound of my voice, and slowly and gently, when you are ready in your own time, open your eyes and return. I'm going to put some lovely music on. If you want to just close your eyes and get nice and comfortable. That one. That, there we go. Almost there. Close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Only for so short a while you have loaned us to each other, because we take form in your act of drawing us, and we take life in your painting us, and we breathe in your singing us. But only for so short a while have you loaned us to each other, because even a drawing cut in obsidian fades, and the green feathers, the crown feathers of the Quetzal bird, lose their color, and even the sounds of the waterfall die out in the dry season. So we too, because only for a short while have you loaned us to each other, let us make the most of this time. So we too let us value each and every moment, each and every blessing, each and every sunrise and sunset. And let us remember those who have gone before us, their sacrifice and teaching, that we might do better, that we might be better people. And in so doing, share the light of our Creator in love with the world and all its people. Let this then be so. For the greater good of all, always, and in accordance with thy will, so mote it be. Amen. Take a few deep breaths then, and when you're ready, open your eyes. Thank you very much. Oh, let me just stop that recording.